Hello everyone, it's Yana, your gentleman. It's the 2nd of December today. I've got a very shocked looking SM2N here with me.
Hello, are you doing December boom?
Is that a real thing?
No.
I don't do booms, I do booms. No, I wanted to do this earlier, but I got kind of distracted with whatever else we had to do this evening. I don't know, did you notice that there were a lot of boos out from the from BBC News now?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you noticed as well.
Last night, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a lot of them. There used to be, you know, sort of very far and few between. Thank you. but it's almost several a day now. And there was one that I noticed earlier. Have you heard the one about the English Council of Birmingham, I think it was, that has running out of money, and they're saying that they're going to have to find hundreds of millions of pounds that they have to save, and they're going to get rid of some of the workforce and. You heard that one?
Nope, not yet.
No. See, what I found a bit odd about it was that, you know, there's some talk now about giving more power to the councils instead of having the government dictate to the councils.
Okay.
Some kind of devolution. And, well, you know about this this slight fiasco with our sort of bins. Changes with our council, but they couldn't really satisfactorily explain why they couldn't even let us know about it.
Yes.
And nobody I've spoken to has seen those famous leaflets. So I don't know whether the council paid for the money for the leaflets to go out, and they never did, but they're also not particularly interested in hearing that they might have wasted their money on that.
Mm,
so
yeah, could be.
The council is not really... the first authority I'd want to have a lot of money, because they've not really got a particularly good track record of spending that in a very wise way. Now, I'm not entirely sure what's going on in Birmingham. I'm sure a lot of councils are running out of money for one reason or another, and they always want more money from central government. But I have to say, what surprised me a bit about that piece on the BBC was that they seem to take the fact that this council was running out of money as a sort of proof that it needs to be devolved from central government. It needs to have its own powers rather than being dependent on money coming from central government, which I thought was a bit of a weird argument. And there was no sort of balance as to, well, what else could we do or whatever. It's just, that seemed to be the conclusion of the report. I thought that was a bit odd.
It does seem to be jumping to conclusions.
Yeah. So,
because councils still have the authority to set their own council tax.
Yeah, but they've probably been told by central government not to increase that, haven't they? Wasn't that one of the election pledges? So that's not been increased. I mean, we're still paying the same as we did last year and the year before, possibly even. So they've probably seen their spending go down, which is why they're trying to make all sorts of funny changes. But I also find that councils are rather short-term in their thinking, in terms of, you know, if you see how local services are provided, no council seems to think longer-term than its own tenure, if that, which means you get...
Well, that's the nature of politics, isn't it?
It is, but that doesn't exactly make me confident that I want them to have all the money and to make all the decisions, unless there's some kind of statutory requirement that that comes with that money. That means they have to, you know... So rather than thinking, oh, I haven't got enough four-year-olds, so, oh, I know, I'm going to close a few schools, and at the same time ignore the fact that actually your birth rate's just gone up, so in about 4 years you will actually need all those schools. You know, councils are good at doing things like that, aren't they? So I'm not entirely sure that those are the kind of people that I want to, and they seem to be able to make those kind of decisions rather on a short-term basis. I mean, central government seems to at least take a little bit longer over these things. I don't know. I was just a bit surprised when I heard that on the BBC. I would have thought there's a bit more balance to it, to be honest.
Ah, balanced BBC.
Mm-hmm. Well, sorry. Maybe I should have let you listen to it first. Rather than pointing your phone in your face.
That's all right. You can point your phone in your face and in my face any time you like. Can't guarantee you're going to get anything intelligible from me, but...
No, especially not this time of night, fair enough.
Perhaps I don't use tax. I don't use the council services as... I don't have as much contact with them as you do, so perhaps I'm less disenchanted with them than you are. I think you get a lot of frustration from dealing with the council. So you're probably more likely to
I don't even deal with them that often, to be honest. Makes me sound like I'm on the phone to them every week or whatever. I mean, thank goodness I don't have to be. But yeah, when you do need them, they seem to sort of fall fairly short in what I expect from the council tax we pay.
So I think you're quite cynical about them, whereas I'm a bit more agnostic, really.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think? Should they have more power, in your opinion? At least they're locally elected. I suppose that's the argument. They're locally elected councillors, so they have more of an overview of what's needed locally rather than central government.
Yeah, but if they just toe the party line...
Yeah, because, I mean, it sounds nice in theory, doesn't it?
Yeah, but they're just toeing the party line, aren't they?
Mm.
So I don't know. In some ways, I wish the councils were completely independent from national politics.
Mm.
Because, you know, I think it's good that we have national politics. We have MPs for each constituency and all that sort of thing. And they combine together in a House of Commons and all that sort of thing. So that's fine for the... Because you need to have a central government for the country. Yeah, fair enough. So, yeah, they should have national politics. Fine. But do local councils need to be constrained by those national agendas? Or is it agendas? Is that the right plural for agenda?
I think so. It'll do. It'll do for now.
I don't know whether agenda is already plural.
Don't know. Sorry, my Latin escapes me at this time of night. Carry on.
Yeah, I've distracted myself. So I don't know whether really they need to be. They really should be guided by the national agenda for their national political party. It'd be better to just have local councillors who represent. You know. Have no allegiance to anything national, but just or any obligation to any national party or anything like that, but just give their opinion about the policies that should be set locally based on local politics only.
Yeah, so it sounds like if they wanted to do it like that, then there'd be a few more things they'd have to change.
I'm probably just terribly naive about this, actually.
Yeah.
There's probably a very, very, very strong reason why you have to have national politics and national political parties running your councils. But I can't see it because I'm not really close enough to it. But it's not like the MP has any... it's not like your MPs have any... role in local government, do they?
Not really, no.
No, not at all. They're not, they're not the mayor. No. They're not the head of the council.
Mm.
Oh, blimey. County council.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't got as much time as you.
Thank you for letting me be on your booth.
Thank you.